Good morning, and welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're continuing in a devotional series based on a book I wrote a number of years ago called Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. The heart of the book is really about seeing how we serve God by serving others as a part of our worship. And it's broken down into 13 weeks of daily devotions, where each week is wrapped around a theme. And this week, we began yesterday, and so the week isn't matching up from a Sunday through Saturday time frame exactly, but we began this yesterday in a week's series on called to serve, and really was laying the foundation that all of us have been called by God to serve Him and to serve others. And one of the ways that we serve Him is through serving others. And so today's specific topic in that called to serve theme is to serve by sharing. God has blessed us incredibly as His children, as His creation. And one of the things that He's called us to do is to share what He's given us. You read about the early church, and it talks about a time when none of the believers had a need, because when something would come up, those that had resources would use them to meet the needs of those that did not. Many would look at that and they like to compare it to socialism, but socialism is about a forced taking and rarely about an equal distribution. It's a forced taking so that those who take can live in luxury and they can dole out what they think ought to be given. But in a Christian model, it's noticing what someone else needs and noticing what God has already given and seeing how they match up. Sometimes we look at ourselves, we evaluate our resources, and we say, I don't have anything to share. I don't have anything to give. And the bigger question within that is it true? Do you not have anything to share, or is it more accurate to say you do not have anything you want to share? You see, that often is where the difficulty comes in serving others. Is we don't really want to give up what we have, or we're not even sure what it is that is helpful. I think of the apostles as they go about and a man comes up begging for alms. He wants money. He wants help. He wants to just survive another day. And yet, there was not that type of resources to give. But there was the resource of God, the healing power of Jesus, the restoration that only God could bring. But sometimes we fail to help because we don't want to. You see, when God calls us to serve, He calls us to share what we've been given. In the devotion I write about the beginning of my writing career, so to speak, it's hard to call it a career because I don't really... career is typically something that you earn a living from, and that's definitely not the case with the writing, but it is a way that God has allowed me to be an encouragement to many. And this writing began with a single poem that just filled my mind in such a way it would not leave. I didn't understand it. I still don't understand poetry. But it was not until I typed it out and shared it that another poem came. And these poems kept coming to the extent that through the encouragement of people, I typed them all out and put them into a book form and found a way to get it published. And I began to share that book with people, and God began to give me a new writing assignment. And over the next 6-7 years now, it seems like whenever I finish writing a devotional book, there's an idea in my mind, I think, placed by God, encouraged by people, for the next writing project. But I'm also convinced if I had chosen to ignore the poems, if I had chosen not to share that gift God had given me that I didn't know what to do with, that the rest of the writing would not exist. You see, sometimes we don't have anything that we think we can share because we've not yet shared what we already have been given. When Jesus tells the parable of the talents, he talks about a man who took what he had been given and buried it in the ground. His excuse, his rationale, is that the master who had given it to him was a cruel and a harsh man, and this servant who had received the talent was, well, afraid. What if he used it in a way that it lost value? And he would be punished. Now, it's a fun story, and we like it because it's so easy to translate it beyond money because of that word talent. And in the story, the word talent meant a measure of money. It really was a story about money in one sense, but it was a story about more than that. It was a story about faithfulness and using what the master gives you. In fact, this servant was punished because he had buried this talent. He had buried this, what should have been an investment. And the master condemns him. He says, if you knew I was a harsh master, you could have at least invested that money, put it in the bank, gained some interest. But in this fashion, what you did not only didn't help anyone, it didn't help the master. And I think many times if we even recognize what God has given us, we're so afraid we're going to mess it up. We're so afraid we'll use it wrong. We're so afraid that it has no value. We're so afraid that we hide that treasure, that gift, that talent, thinking somehow we can protect it, somehow we can preserve it. And in the process of hiding it, we not only don't preserve it, we end up with it being taken away. As I live through life, God continually shows me through my experience that if I give and I share and I begin to transform my mind into recognizing whatever I have has been a gift from Him, there's always that little more. And sometimes, and many times, it's not that little more money. but it's a little more of what's really needed. I think of the prophet who in times of great famine and drought shows up at this widow's house and asks, just make me a loaf of bread, something to eat. And the widow says, well, I have so little. In fact, the little that I do have, I was going to prepare for my son and I, and it would be our last meal, and then we're going to die. But through a willingness to serve, to share what she had, God made this widow's supply last. The Bible talks about how a faithfulness to God, how a spirit, a life of generosity towards God can keep the devourer from eating our crops, the pest from destroying our livelihood. But that requires trust. That requires the willingness to say, I'm going to take what I have and share it, not knowing if I'll get more. And I believe that the greatest thing that we have to share is the good news of Jesus. When we begin to see the vast array of gifting that God has done in our life, we ought to have a greater glimpse into the things that we not only could be sharing, but the things we should be sharing. I think many times we turn off that volume in our mind because our immediate thought is, they want my money. I don't want to part with my hard-earned cash. And yes, sometimes God calls us to share our money. He's gifted us with the ability to work, the ability to earn an income, the ability to have what we have. But don't let your fear of giving cause you to miss how God wants you to share your life with the people around you. It'll cost you in a lot of ways, but it will reward you in so many more. You see, we're called to serve. We're called to serve by sharing. God says, what do you have that you have not first received? And if you've received it, why do you hold on to it as if you have not received it? As if it had not been given to you. You see, today as we pray, I would encourage you to ask God to help you do an inventory. The physical resources, yes. What do you have physically, monetarily, cash flow-wise that even if you start with what's above and beyond your needs, I think that God calls us at times through His Word to give sacrificially. That's the example of Jesus. But until you get there, what is it that's extra that He's calling you to share? But go beyond the obvious evaluation of your bank account. Many will do that and believe there's nothing to share. But ask God to help you evaluate your life. The things He's given you that are meant to be shared. The fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The things that God says there's no law against those, share them freely. The good news of Jesus that you've accepted, that you've taken into your life as your salvation. Share that with others. The listening ear, the encouraging word, the calming presence. As we pray today, I would encourage you to listen to God as He calls you to share. And if you're not sure what that looks like, then spend time in His Word and in prayer, listening to His Spirit, that He would reveal clearly where to begin. Where to begin and who to share with, and where to begin and what to share with them. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And You've given us this incredible example of sharing Yourself with us. Of Jesus coming to earth, and we finished a season of celebrating that birth. But may we continually remember why He came, so that You could share Yourself with us in a tangible and physical way. That You could walk among us, that You could give sight to the blind, that You could heal the sick. But more importantly, that You could offer hope. And You could share verbally the good news of salvation. A message and practice of forgiveness, of restoration, of calling people to repentance and giving them the courage and the ability to live a new life. Father, today I pray that You would help us to examine accurately the things that You've shared with us. That we would look at everything that we call our own and see how You've provided it. And as we take that inventory, may Your Spirit convict us. May it challenge us. May it show us how to share whatever it is in a way that's good and pleasing and represents Jesus well. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would teach them through example and through words to live with an attitude of sharing with others. That we would raise up a generation that notices the needs of others and does what they can with what they've been given. Father, may we be generous people. Generous with our resources, generous with our talents and abilities, generous with our knowledge and generous with the gospel of Jesus. Father, as we recognize the power of Your word, the power of the cross, the power of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus to transform lives, may we be more deliberate than ever before in sharing that good news. In offering hope to those that need and know they need a transformed life. Father, as we spend time today seeking You, as we spend time today listening to You, may we hear Your calling into our life to share. And may we do it. May we see how Jesus shared His very life with us. And even in the midst of all of the COVID restrictions and challenges that it brings, may we find ways to share our very life with others. that they would see within us, that they would hear from us the good news of Jesus. Father, in a world that seems inundated with bad news and just constantly being bombarded with worst case scenarios and all of these things that could and might and should and shouldn't happen. Instead of being those that add to the fear, may we be those who share hope. May we not only know your word tells us that you are greater than the one in this world, may we live and act like the God we serve is greater than the forces of evil. May we live with greater hope because our trust is in you. And may that be one of those things that we share with others as we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.